And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Australian entrepreneur Saul Grover built a women-only social app called Giggle, and a man named Jason Tickle decided he wanted in. Grover said no, and Australian courts said yes, and just doubled her fine to $120,000 for the crime of believing women are women. Reality doesn't bend because the clowns are running the courtroom. Closer to home, detransitioner Chloe Cole was set to speak at University of Washington with Turning Point USA. She postponed the event after Antifa's local chapter made what she called explicit threats on her life. Her message that God made us male and female and girls don't need pharmaceutical companies turning them into boys is apparently enough to attract death threats. Cole says that she's not afraid, but after what happened to Charlie Kirk, she's choosing brave over stupid. Better news out of Texas, where Attorney General Ken Paxton announced the nation's first detransition clinic built through a settlement with Texas Children's Hospital. For 5 years, services will be free to patients picking up the pieces of what was done to them. The hospital also pays $10 million for billing Medicaid for transgender procedures, and several doctors lost their jobs. Paxton called it a monumental day, and it's hard to argue that. On the financial front, Capital One is taking heat over allegations it's been debanking gun stores. A Maryland firearms retailer is suing after the bank flagged the gun industry as a prohibited industry. The Trump administration has its own lawsuit over more than 300 accounts canceled after the president's first term ended. What's in your wallet is starting to sound a lot less like a question and more like a threat. The Justice Department is also issuing subpoenas to Apple, Google, Amazon, and Walmart to identify around 100,000 people who used a car diagnostic app called EasyLink, which the government claims helps bypass emission controls. The company's lawyers points out correctly that investigating EasyLink doesn't require dragnetting every customer who ever clicked download. The DOJ also concluded last week that Yale Medical School illegally considered race in admissions for 3 straight years after the Supreme Court told them to stop. White and Asian admits scored in the 100th percentile on the MCAT, while Black admits the 95th. And Yale's response was a word salad about rigorous process. Translation? They got caught. And in New York, a 64-year-old was convicted of running an unregistered Chinese police station in the middle of Manhattan's Chinatown. He helped Beijing track a pro-democracy activist in California and faces up to 30 years. China called the charges fabricated, which is exactly what you expect a country running secret police stations in Manhattan to say. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.